Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wall. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Happy New Year and welcome to 2021. Hopefully this year turns out better than last. Got a nice kickoff to the new year and a feature interview with local producer and vocalist Tim Fuller. I connected with him a few weeks back. Full track list for this is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Here's what he had to say. This is DJ Wah speaking to Tim Fuller, a veteran of the funk, R&B, and house music scenes. He's been collaborating and producing music since the 1980s, and he continues to do so to this day. He's been released on a number of prominent labels, Nordic Tracks, Defected, Bombay, and Left Room Records. He's collaborated with some heavyweights of the house and electronic music scene, Ian Pooley of Groove Armada, Miguel Miggs, and Spirit Catcher. He's even performed for Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana. So it's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Tim Fuller. Can you give me a sense of your early musical background in terms of interests, influences, and projects you were a part of?
Well, I think the first... A group I was in was an a cappella group back in 1987. It's called the Melloids. It was four-part harmony. I did that for about 8 years, and we did a bunch of tours, did a record. And then I got into R&B and funk with a band called VOC. We did a record in the 90s. And then I got into house music probably mid-90s. I met Luke McKeon from Nordic Track, and I think I did a B-side for him. And then later on, I met DJ Ali through Alvaro Pearl from Blueprint Productions, and started working with DJ Ali, and soon after, I met Sean, probably within probably a couple of weeks. So that's pretty much where it started. It's just been going on ever since.
You moved around a lot growing up. What role did that play in your musical interests?
I think not a whole lot, but my parents were into all sorts of different types of music. So they were into everything from R&B to classical. And I took classical piano when I was young. So writing was always a thing. We had a piano in the house, so I was always tinkering with it. I played drums for a while from the time I was in seventh grade till the time I was a junior in high school. And then I got into choir when I moved into the Lower Mainland here.
Can you tell me about a moment when you realized that this was more than just a passion and a hobby and was actually going to be a legitimate career for you?
I honestly believe that was probably when I did my first concert with the Melloids, we were called, and I stepped out on stage and there was 400 or 500 screaming people. I went, oh yeah, this is for me. Yeah, my parents weren't too excited at the time, but after I started touring and doing concerts and stuff like that, they came around.
Part of a funk and R&B act titled Soul Stream. With COVID altering the musical landscape, how are you and the band coping, and are you having to find alternative ways to perform?
Yeah, well, Soul Stream, we did a Monday and Tuesday night down at Bar None for probably about 16 years or so. Lately, we've been doing a lot more corporate gigs, stuff like that. I mean, the band's been around for a long time. Everybody sort of has, you know, alternate things to do. In terms of musically, I would say. But yeah, it's been difficult. It's pretty much shut down everything music-wise in the city. I think that Guilt & Co. and the second floor of Water Street, really, those are the only venues, maybe the Tangent. Yeah, it's pretty much shut down everything. It hasn't bothered me all that much. I kind of needed a break, and it doesn't bother me all that much. I'm looking forward to when things start kicking up. You know, hopefully sometime in the middle end of the summer or into fall next year.
Okay, earlier on you mentioned forming relationships with Sean Dimitri and DJ Ali. When you are producing tracks with people like that, how does the collaboration process work for you? So do you tell them lyrics? Do they ask you to make lyrics? Or is the whole thing a 50-50 sort of deal?
Yeah, usually it's 50-50. Sometimes I'll tinker around with some parts, but for the most part, Sean and Ali, a lot of times they have the tracks already done. I'm a singer-songwriter anyway, so I write lyrics, melodies. It's my thing. So it was a good union, and that's pretty much how I work with every DJ, Fred Everything and Migs included, and newer guys, Yogi and Husky from Random Soul, and Spirit Catchers and Derek Carter, right? No, pretty much they send me the track and I do my thing.
Okay, and then how does that work? Do they usually say, oh, I like it right off the hop, or as they say, there's things that you need to adjust? And
yeah, you know what, these days not so much. You know, I just did a track with Matt Tolfrey not too long ago. Basically what I'll do is I call it throwing in the kitchen sink. And yeah, so I'll just throw as many parts, because I know DJs, producers, they like cutting stuff in and out and making it also their own, making it flow with the music. So I might have an idea, but I have a lot of them. So a lot of times I'll just throw in the kitchen sink and they can pick out what they like, right? It usually works out pretty good.
Can you highlight what your studio setup is like?
Right now, my studio setup is small. I just have the Logic and a Motu Audio Express.
Okay.
And a mic. That's pretty much it. And a Motu keyboard.
Okay.
That's really all I use. Yeah.
Okay, and is there something about Logic that you particularly like in relation to the other platforms?
And not really. I think basically Logic, I was a digital performer guy back in the day, and Logic basically had the same kind of profile as a digital performer. So I'm just used to it. So I've been using it for a while.
And then within Logic, do you use their like their included plugins, or do you like to use other VSTs as well?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty lazy, so I'll use the. I'll just pretty much because a lot of times it's just demoing kind of stuff. I do my own production, but you know, for the most part, yeah, I just use whatever catches my fancy at the time. If I'm working with other DJs, I'll leave all the lines flat, right, so that they have they can choose to put whatever effects they want on it.
Does musical inspiration come easily to you?
You know what? It did. maybe as I've gotten a little bit older, it hasn't come quite as quick. But I don't know. I seem to be in a new slate of writing over the last 3 years, working with Infinity Inc. And Matt Tolfrey, and got another one coming out with just came out with Sean. Got another one coming out soon with Andy Clockwork. So and I got a whole bunch of backlog stuff. So it comes in waves, I would say. I'd have to say, right? Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. You just have to know not to push it, you know, not to worry about it.
When you sit down to produce, is a song already sitting in your head ready to go, or do you just find you muck around and eventually get where you want to be?
Well, I would say it depends. Sometimes I will have a melody line going through my head with a hook line, something vocal, and that will sometimes lead the charge. Sometimes I'll just write a beat, and that'd be the drums and the bass and maybe a keyboard line or a pick line or something like that. And that'll set it off. My biggest problem is sticking with one idea. Yeah, I'll have multiple ideas for the same song. So for me, once I get started, it expands. But yeah, usually it's either a vocal hook or it's a beat that'll get me. Yeah.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. That was the first half of the Tim Fuller interview. Part two is up next. Check out Techno Progressivo's Facebook page for the track list and a collection of Tim Fuller web links. Over the years, in addition to producing a multitude of singles, you've produced one album titled The Slightest Touch. Do you have any plans to do another album anytime soon?
Well, it's been I've been rolling that around in my head. Sean and I still have a lot of songs that we haven't finished writing, so it is a possibility. And also I'm also thinking about sort of compiling songs from producers that I've worked with in the past. And maybe putting an album together that way. Yeah, I think it really goes from track to track. Once I feel that there's a body of work that I think that people would like, then I entertain that. But right now I'm just writing tracks and having a good time doing it.
Can you tell me one or two tracks that you've produced that you're most proud of making and collaborating on?
You know, a lot of the Slightest Touch stuff was fun to do. I would have to say a track on that album is called Naked, and it's with myself, Sean Dimitri, and DJ Ali. Of course, a good time was You Don't Know with me and DJ Ali. And I say that literally because I was one day in the studio and I hadn't actually written all the words for it, but by the time I came back to the studio the next day, the song was sold.
Oh, wow.
So everybody wonders, well, what are you saying? And I go, well, I'm not saying anything, because they took the whole thing. They took the track, the vocal, you know, the gibberish. We eventually started calling that kind of stuff Timlish, right? So, yeah, it's amazing how many times that track itself has been remixed by different people. I didn't see that coming at all. So, and Stay with Fred Everything was another fun track to do. That's been remixed. Got one of my favorite remixes with Launch Air Generals. There's been many, man. There's been many, but I would have to say Naked is probably one of my favorite tracks, and Show Me Right.
Feel it.
Do you ever go live with a DJ? Like, just with vocals in the back? Like, you give vocals live in a show?
That's how I started. Yeah, oh, okay. Literally how it's that's how I started in getting into house in 93, 94.
Okay.
DJ Luis, a guy named DJ Luis and DJ Thomas, they would allow me, they would throw parties and allow me to, jump on the mic and just sing over whatever, sing live, right, over tracks. So I started doing that. Sean and I really sort of perfected it. It's been a thing that we do. We did the Nordic Track 100th release anniversary. That was a really good time. So.
Okay, so I'm just going to backtrack just a tiny bit. When you did it in the early 90s, was there any, like, did you collaborate with the DJ in advance to know that when a certain track came up that you were going to sing over it, or were you just kind of going with the flow of the show?
Pretty much, I'd be either dancing on the floor or I'd be at the bar, and I would look at them and they'd tell me to come over and think, and I have a listen, or they would go, this is a good one for you. And usually it's something that's got some, harmonics to it. That's, that would be easy to put a melody over. I would just make it up as I went along. So I've done that a lot. I've done that with Neighbor. I've done that with, a lot of different DJs. So it's good. It keeps you on your toes for sure.
And when you do it now, if you do it now with Sean Dimitri, is it sort of a little more set up ahead of time that you know when the certain track comes in you're going to participate, or is it still just as you wish?
Once in a while, Sean will put a track on that we both have listened to and think would be good, something good to improvise on. We've got so many tracks now, though, so many tracks that we love to do, that most of the time we spend trying to decide which tracks we're actually going to do in the show, depending on the crowd.
You're so beautiful. dreaming dreams of wannabes, throwing caution to the wind, making it kinda hard to breathe. Take me with you.
Can you name one or two producers or musicians whom you really admire and why?
Who? Well, I have to, you know, I haven't really talked to Miguel Miggs, but he was a big influence. Got to tour with him, saw how he did production. He's a real pro and is well respected within the DJ community. I'd have to say, DJ Ali, just in terms of pure brilliance and how he was really seamless with putting his tracks together, and also Sean Dimitri. I think his editing skills are pretty crazy. I mean, there's so many. Fred Everything, I love Derek Carter. I love the Launchers. I love Matt Tolfrey. I love, there's so many, you know. Okay.
And over your time in the entertainment industry, are there one or two gigs that have really stood out as career highlights?
There's two that come to mind. One of them was Miguel Miggs' show that I did at the Commodore with Lisa Shaw and Julius Papp and Marcus Wyatt. Love those. I mean, they're kings and queens of the industry, of the house scene. And so that was just incredible. Just hanging and touring with those guys was mind blowing. We did so many great shows, but the Commodore was probably one of the best shows. It was just packed. Then another show would have to be when Sean and I went to, I think we did Christmas Day at Seoul, South Korea. Yeah, nobody can understand us, but the crowd was fantastic. You can actually find it on YouTube if you just go Tim and Sean in South Korea, and you'll see. Near the end, we hooked the crowd, and we did the Spirit Cat. We did the Show Me Right to end it. It was awesome. It was so awesome. Yep. So I would have to say housewise those two in terms of, just the crowd and just how hype we were.
We'll be right back. Okay, what is your vision for the future of yourself, production and performance-wise?
I don't know. I think I just want to keep writing. You know, I've got my own project called Dreaded Soul that I haven't put out yet. So I'd like to see that, see the light of day, you know, like you were talking about, maybe doing another house record. Continue writing as long as it's in me.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to promote right now?
I would, yeah. Well, I got to start promoting the new track that we got out, me and Sean. It's called New Beginnings. It's on Nordic Tracks. You can get it everywhere. And it was remixed by a good buddy of ours, JT Donaldson. So the track's pretty sick. And before that was a track that I did for Matt Tolfrey, his Different Shapes and Sizes record. And Infinity Inc. before that, Cloud 8.5. That was a good track I did for those guys. But New Beginnings is the brand new one. So, but look for other stuff. It's gonna be fast and furious.
This has been Tim Fuller. A selection of his tracks can be found at Beatport, iTunes, Spotify, and Juno Download, and a full list of Tim Fuller web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Got to have it, baby. I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psy trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you to Tim Fuller for making himself available to do this. Full track list is on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, along with a collection of Tim Fuller web links. It's definitely worth a look. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can do so at citr.ca under the Techno Progressivo show link. Alternatively, you can check it out on Apple Music. So, what are you waiting for? Up next is Transcendence with Smiley Mike, a two-hour dose of all things trance. And let's finish as we always do by setting the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this, let's take a hop back to 2009. This is from the Black Arts EP, it's Jet Project, and the amazing sounds of their track Tooth and Bone. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks.